The land is on the west side of Fire Station 1. That's on the town side of the new building. It was one of six sites evaluated by the city's architect, Wayne Jensen. Police Chief Jim Agner said he and City Manager Steve Giesbrecht had considered several other sites beyond those as well.
We frankly looked at just about every possible site that we could think of. Quite literally, we even drove around town thinking with, let's think outside the box. Let's keep an open mind. What kind of sites would might work? And after looking at many sites, actually the city manager and I and Mr. Jensen sat down and these six were kind of the finalists of what was looked at.
The six sites included a couple next to and behind the fire hall, a site adjacent to the post office across the street, the new parking lot next to the municipal building, and the site of the old fuel tank farm on South Nordic Drive. Jensen recommended the site west of the fire hall, called site number 3, in his written evaluation. Agner agreed it was the best option.
The single biggest, probably, issue in site number 3 is it meets most of the criteria that the police department needs. It up to and including the fact that the city already owns that property, and that it's already zoned and where city buildings would be one of its primary uses.
Mayor Al Dwyer pointed out that by locating the police station next to the fire hall, there would be an opportunity for shared space and potentially lower costs.
You know, the fire department has their training facility, which is a modern, state-of-the-art training room, and hopefully the police department would be able to use it whenever the fire department's not using it for training purposes.
Architect Wayne Jensen thought the city could save some money on construction if the police department shared the training room with the fire department, but he couldn't estimate how much this early in the planning process. Jensen spoke to the council by phone from Juneau.
One of the first things we'll be doing after the site selection, working with the building committee, is reviewing the program, and that's where we've taken a look at things that could be saved by utilizing some space in the fire department building, and the training facility is probably one of the more obvious places that we could share some space.
The key, according to Jensen, is whether the arrangement serves the purposes of both the police and fire departments. He noted that the city's original plan was to build a combined public safety building on the same site anyway.
It included the fire department, the police department, the court system, and troopers, and a few other ancillary agencies. That project didn't materialize, and the fire department component of that project was funded. So now we're looking at the second component of that, the police department. So it makes sense, I think, from Irish perspective, to have a public safety complex. It's not necessarily a public safety building any longer, because it'll be two separate facilities that I see, but certainly co-located on a similar site has been the intent for the last 10 or so years.
The mayor and four councilors present voted unanimously to go with Site 3 to the west of the fire hall and to create a building design committee. It will include the police chief, the fire and emergency medical services director, as well as additional members appointed by the council. Councilors Nancy Strand and Don Keenes were out of town for last night's meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.